When the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWFTMUD, adopted modified Phase 3 water restrictions in December, it required Tampa Bay Water to hold a drought summit to explore additional conservation options. As the current drought intensifies, the Regional Water Shortage Management Workshop was held this morning at the Tampa Convention Center. Tampa Bay Water is the region's wholesale water distributor to water utilities in Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas counties. It brought together about 100 members of local governments, water utilities, and the public Tuesday to share information about the current water supply and to plan for regional water use, according to General Manager Gerald Sieber.
Both short and long-term demand management strategies that can be considered by officials in municipal and county government in our region.
In recent years, 58% of the region's water has come from surface water sources like reservoirs and rivers. 35% has come from underground, and 7% comes from the desalination plant. The current drought is so severe that Tampa Bay Water's supply rotation and environmental protection manager, Allison Adams, says the main source has shifted away from depleted surface waters.
So as our surface water supply sources become exhausted, we move to our groundwater sources. And currently that supply mix has changed from about 75% of our current water supplies are groundwater, about 19%, which is the water that's left in the city of Tampa's reservoirs, providing about 19% of the region's water supplies, and the desalination plant is still providing about 7% of our available supplies.
Another reservoir, the C.W. Bill Young Reservoir, is essentially empty due to the drought and to cracks in its structure. Other sources of groundwater are declining very quickly, Adams says, because of a dramatic drop in rainfall. The Alafaya River watershed has gotten nearly 26 inches less rain than normal, and the Hillsborough River watershed has endured a more than 47-inch rainfall deficit since October of 2006.
Flows in the Hillsborough River now, currently, we are setting new daily minimum flows in the river. The flows there are lower than they were during the previous drought of 2000 and 2001.
David Zierden, Florida's state climatologist, says that ocean temperature patterns in the Pacific Ocean can affect rainfall patterns in Florida, especially during the winter dry season. He also pointed out that overdevelopment has decreased the amount of rainfall in the state.
Summertime rainfall differences of 10-15% or so in the west central Florida area, simply by changing the land use, draining wetlands, converting areas into agriculture. So we are affecting our climate here in Florida in substantial ways.
To deal with these water shortages, last month the city of Tampa enacted the most severe water restrictions in the region. Irrigation of lawns is not allowed except by hand watering. Tampa City Council member Charlie Miranda is the only elected official to attend the entire meeting and says that decision makers should pay attention to land use decisions and to water conservation.
Land use is one of them. Conservation is very important. And in that respect, the city of Tampa's had almost a 20% reduction in water comparing these months with the last year's months. So I think that's very significant, and it's an applaud to all the citizens, those 2.5 million this area that use Tampa Bay water, that is responsible for the decrease in our water supply, which is a great thing for us to have at this time.
SWFTMUD's water use restrictions call for local water utilities to consider implementing a drought surcharge to address their high-use single-family customers. A St. Petersburg Times report in March found that 35 Tampa Bay homeowners used more than 1 million gallons of water last year. And last week, the Tampa Tribune reported that the phosphate mining company Mosaic is SWFTMUD's largest consumer of water, using 17.77 billion gallons in 2008. Anthony Hairston, managing consultant with Public Resources Management Group, suggested factors to consider when implementing a drought surcharge.
It's a temporary increase in water usage charges in response to measurable drought conditions, and the purpose of it is to provide an incentive for users to reduce consumption while providing revenue stability.
On May 28th, during a Tampa City Council workshop, the city will present a reclaimed water master plan report. Steve Dagnalt, Tampa's Administrator of Public Works and Utility Services, says it will address a possible drought surcharge.
We're going to be looking at our tier structure, kind of like they made a presentation in here today of knowing your system and knowing where the breaks are, you know, who starts using more waters and where does that leap, that change in the graph occur. And we've done that. And so we've identified two additional levels of high users. And so we'll be trying to address those within our Well, within our tier structure, but by having new tiers, new additional tiers and rates for those high users.
David Moore, SwiftMud's executive director, says that the supply of water can be increased, but only if customers are willing to pay a premium.
I think that the limit is going to be, when it comes to water, is going to be more economics. It's going to be economically driven. We are having to go to more and more expensive water. But if you're willing to pay $5 per thousand gallons, it's been demonstrated that you can take seawater and convert it to drinking water.
There is good news, according to Moore, who stressed that pumping of groundwater has decreased in the last 25 years.
Ever since the early 80s, water use in this 8-county area, groundwater use, has been going down. We're actually using less water in this 8-county area now, groundwater, than we did 25, 30 years ago. That's impressive to me in that we've added 1 million people at the same time in this basin. That was accomplished through conservation, development of alternative supplies.
Residents of Florida use less water than people in the rest of the U.S., and the Tampa Bay region uses even less, according to Moore, in part because it implements reclaimed water more effectively than anywhere in the globe.
The average per capita water use rate in this country is 175 gallons per day a person. You can see in the state of Florida, the average per capita water use rate is about 155 gallons a day a person. The average per capita water use rate in this district is about 135. In the 3-county area of Tampa Bay, the per capita water use rate is down at about 110 gallons a day. So before we ever went into the drought, these are 2005 numbers, we need to appreciate that this community was using 60%, only 60% of the water a typical American uses.
SwiftMud is requiring utilities to consider implementing a reclaimed water availability fee to encourage customers with access to reclaimed water to use it for irrigation instead of using drinking quality water. Steve Dagnalt says Tampa is considering incentives and penalties to get more people to hook up to the city's reclaimed water service.
We want reclaim to continue to be inexpensive in that Star 1 area especially. We need more people to hook up so that we can get them off of potable. And at these times when we have these watering restrictions, it'll be helping their yards. So we're looking at a number of some advantages for them and some penalties for if you continue to irrigate with potable water when you have reclaimed available. We want you to quit doing that. So we're going to be trying to entice them off of potable and on to reclaimed.
You can find links to more information about SwiftMud, Tampa Bay Water, water use restrictions, and the drought on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.